نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now we are at Surah Al-Ma'arij أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سأل سائل بعذاب واقع للكافرين ليس له دافع من الله ذي المعارج تعرج الملائكة والروح إليه في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة فاصبر صبرا جميلا إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا صدق اللہ العظیم. سأل سائل بعذاب واقع. A petitioner has requested for the chastisement of God which will come anyhow. للكافرین لیس لہ دافع. For the disbelievers there is none who can avert this chastisement from coming. Now, what is the meaning of these two ayat? There's quite a difference among the interpreters that who is referred to here, who has requested for azab. Generally, the mufassirin have said that it was a kafir, disbeliever, a mushrik of Makkah, namely Nasr bin Haris. He had prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it has been mentioned in Surah Al-Anfal. Allahumma in kana hadha huwa al-haqqa min indika fa'amtir alayna hijaratan min as-samah. O Allah, if it is true what Muhammad is saying, and if his claim that he is the messenger sent by you is true, then send on us a rain of stones. This was actually to show to their people, the common people, that we really don't believe that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Had we any idea that there is a possibility of Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, would pray for this, that Allah should send upon us a rain of stones. So, this is one interpretation. But the other interpretation is that it was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who requested the hastening of the chastisement for the people. I had this idea, but now I have, and I can be very confidently saying this, because Shah Abdul Qadir, rahimahullah, in his famous Mujahid Quran, he has also expressed this opinion. This was the request from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, don't give them more respite. Now the matter should be settled. And we have it. Wala tajal alayhim. Don't be in a haste about them. So give them some respite. فَمَحِلْهُمْ. So this is in the same way. And because now you the pair now of surahs, Al-Ma'arij, the second surah of this pair is Suratul Nuh. And we know, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, how he prayed for the chastisement and azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So keeping these two surahs, that they are together in Quran, it also supports the view that here, the reference is to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A petitioner has requested that the chastisement that has to come anyhow, let it come early. But when it comes, none will be able to avert it from the disbelievers. Min Allah is al-ma'arij. And it will come from Allah, who is the Lord of the stairways of the ascent to the heavens. All these ascents, you know, they are owned and controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَعْرُجُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ 50,000 سَنَةً. The ruh, ar-ruh, that is Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and the angels, they ascend to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a day which is equal to 50,000 years. This ayah is definitely from Ayatul Mutashabihat. We can't say what it means. Mostly people think that this is the day of resurrection, the day of Qiyamah. We shall have it in Suratul Muzammil. يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. So that is so long a day. 50,000 years of our reckoning and accounting. But my view is, wallahu alam, that actually it means that as far as the angels and Jibreel and Ruh, also the arwah of human beings are concerned, they need no time whatsoever. In Alam-e-Amr, I have said many a times, this time factor doesn't exist. The same instant, Jibreel can be here, and the same instant he can be on the arsh. There's no time. But if a thing which moves here in your material world with the highest possible speed that you can imagine, this distance is as much that the, according to the material world, a thing will take 50,000 years to cover this distance. This is, in my opinion, the meaning of this ayah. And Allah knows the best. Fasbir sabran jameela. So, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, endure patiently. Fasbir sabran jameela. With the patience of beautiful contentment. Sabr jameel. One sabr is that you have to take it anyhow, although you are resenting from within. And the other is, okay, if my Lord wishes this, okay, I am also pleased. I am happy. Fasbir sabran jameela. Don't make haste. We want to give them respite. So you also please wait. Fasbir sabran jameela. Innahum yaraunahu ba'ida. These people, they see that this chastisement or this last day, this day of resurrection or the as-sa'ah, it's very, very far away. وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. And we see it. It's very near. They think that it's very far off. While surely we see it, it's very near. يَوْمَ تَكُونُ السَّمَاءُ كَالْمُهُلُ. Now, the scenario of that day. يَوْمَ تَكُونُ السَّمَاءُ كَالْمُهُلُ. The day when the heaven shall be looking as a molten brass. وَتَكُونَ الْجِبَالُ كَالْإِحْنِ. And the mountains shall be as flakes of dyed wool. وَلَا يَسْأَلُ حَمِيمٌ حَمِيمًا. And no friend will be taking care of any of his friends. نفسي نفسي. Everybody will be thinking of his own soul. Somehow I should be saved. Nobody will ask anybody else. يُبَصَّرُونَهُمْ. They will be made to see one another. They will be seeing. He is my friend. But he is not caring for me. There is my father. But he is not caring for me. There is my son or brother. He is not caring for me. يُبَصَّرُونَهُمْ. They will be made to see each other. يَبَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ. The guilty will like and wish. لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَزَابِ يَوْمَ يَزِنْ. They would like to be ransomed from the chastisement of the day by banihe, his own children, sons and daughters. Vasahibatihi vahihe, and the wife and the brother. Vafasilatihi lati tuvihe, and his whole family who sheltered him. Take them all, throw them in the hell. Save me, please. لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِ إِذٍ بِبَنِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَأَخِيهِ وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُوِيهِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. And all who are in this world, take them all, throw them in the hell. But please spare me. Please save me. This subject comes in the last part also. In Surah Abbas. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. Every man will run away from his father, from his mother, from his son, from his wife. Everyone will be thinking about himself. Kalla. Not, certainly not. Innaha lagha. That hell is the flaming fire. Nazata lishawa. It snatches away the scalp skin or the livers. Two meanings of shawa. تَدْعُوا مَنْ أَدْبَرَ وَتَوَلَّا. This hell will call, come to me. Everyone who turns his back and he turns away and goes away, not listening to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today you are not listening to him. On that day, hell will call you and pull you towards itself. Man adbara wa tawalla, who turned their faces and turned their backs. Wa jama'a fa aw'a. Throughout their lives, they were busy in amassing wealth and then withholding it. Inna al-insana khuliqa halu'a. Verily, surely, man has been created impatient. Idha massahu sharru jazua. When evil touches him, he is moaning and groaning and weeping. Wa idha massahu al-khairu manu'a. And when he has some good, some wealth, then he wants to act niggardly and miserly. Illa al-musallin. From this character, only those are exceptions, illa al-musallin, who perform their salah regularly. Alladheena hum ala salatihim daimun, who are very constant regarding their prayers. وَالَّذِينَ فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ مَعْلُومٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. And those in whose wealth there is a right known for the beggar and the deprived. They don't think whatever Allah has given us, it is for our only use. No, they think that there is a share for the poor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has included in our wealth and we have to give it away. لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. وَالَّذِينَ يُصَدِّقُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. And those who believe in the truth of the day of judgment, day of recompense. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ. And those who remain fearful of the chastisement of their Lord. إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّهِمْ غَيْرُ مَعْمُونَ. Surely, from the chastisement of your Lord, none should feel secure. You should always be fearing it. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. These ayat are very similar to the ayat number 1 to 11 of Surah Al-Mu'minun. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. And those who guard their private parts, that is, they keep their chastity. إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ. Except for their wives, أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ. Or the concubines whom their right hands possess. فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. For them, there is no blame. Sex is not evil in itself. You know, if it's permissible, you are married, you have wife, okay, you can have a sex. Nothing bad. So, but, فَمَنْ نِقْتَغَى وَرَى ذَلِكْ فَأُولَٰئِكَهُمُ الْعَادُونَ. But those who seek more beyond these, then they are the transgressors. They will be brought to the book. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. And those who preserve their trust and their covenants. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِشَهَادَاتِهِمْ قَائِمُونَ. And those who guard, who firmly stand by their testimonies. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. And those who guard their salah. No salah should go off. They have to be very regular in it. Now see, all these qualities or characteristics begin with salah, end with salah. Same was the case in Surah Al-Mu'minun. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُورِدُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. So these two places of Quran, they are very similar to each other. But the most important point to note is that in among all these characteristics, first and last, at both the places is Salah. As-salatu imadu deen. This is the central pillar of our deen. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي جَنَّاتِ مُكْرَمُونَ. These people will be honored in the garden of paradise. فَمَالِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا قِبَلَكَ مُهْتِعِينَ. Whenever the Prophet ﷺ stood in some public place to recite Quran, people ran to him from the right to the left to stop him. So that picture is given here. فَمَا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا قِبَلَكَ مُهْتِعِينَ. What has happened to these people, these disbelievers? They hasten to you. عَنِ الْيَمِينَ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ عِزِينَ. From the right and from the left in bands, groups. أَيَتْمَعُ كُلُّ مْرَيْمْ مِنْهُمْ أَنْ يُدْخَلَ جَنَّةَ النَّعِيمِ. The Prophet ﷺ might have thought that they are coming towards the right path. They want to listen Quran. They are coming to me with good intentions. But no. أَيَتْمَعُ كُلُّ مْرَيْمْ مِنْهُمْ أَنْ يُدْخَلَ جَنَّةَ النَّعِيمِ. Does every one of them wish that he should be entered into the garden of bliss? كَلَّا. Not at all. Nothing doing. This is not their intention. But they want to stop you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُمْ مِمَّا يَعْلَمُونَ. We know, we created them from what they know. They know that we created them from the drop of sperm. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِرَبِّ الْمَشَارِقِ وَالْمَغَارِبِ إِنَّا لَقَادِرُونَ. But nay, and I swear by the Lord of all the east and all the west, that we are certainly able, عَلَىٰ نُبَدِّلَ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ, to substitute others better than they. When they die, in their place, we can create, we can give new bodies to them. And they be, maybe those bodies will be better than these bodies that they have in this world. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَسْبُوقِينَ. And we are not to be defeated. Whatever we wish, we'll do. فَذَرْهُمْ يَخُوذُوا وَيَلْعَبُوا. So, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leave them for a while to plunge into meaningless task, meaningless talk, yakhudu wa yal'abu, and play. Until they meet the day, hatta yulaqu yawmahum allazi yu'adun, until they meet the day which they are being promised. Yawma yakhrujuna min al-ajdas as-sir'a. When they will all come out from their graves, hastily, running. كَانَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ نُصُبٍ يُوْفِذُونَ. As if they are racing to a goal post. As if when you are racing and you are competing with each other, in the same way these will come out from their graves and run. خَاشِيَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ. Their looks will be downcast. تَرْحَقُهُمْ ذِلَّةٌ. And humiliation will cover them. Their faces will be showing the signs of humiliation. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الَّذِي كَانُوا يُوَعَدُونَ. This is the day, that day which they were promised that the day is to come. That is the day of Qiyamah. Now this Surah Nuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. Surely we sent Nuh to his people. أَنْ أَنْزِرْ قَوْمَكَ. That warn your people, warn your nation. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَاتِيَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Before there comes to them a painful chastisement. قَالَ يَا قَوْمْ. He said, O my people, إِنِّي لَكُمْ نَزِيرٌ مُبِينٌ. I am for you a plain warner. أَنِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. That you should worship and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاتَّقُوهُ. And fear him. Wati'un. And obey me. This has been a necessary part of the call of the messengers of Allah. You have to obey me. Not the prophets. Prophets never demanded. But the messenger of Allah, he demands. You have to obey me. Worship Allah, obey me. This is the second necessary constituent of the demand of the messengers of Allah. أَنِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاتَّقُوهُ وَاتِّعُونَ. يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ. He will forgive you some of your sins. Why not all the sins? مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ. Some of your sins. Why? Because Allah is not going to forgive the sins regarding the rights of people. Divine rights, Allah's rights over you, He can forego, He can forgive. But if you have done something wrong to some fellow human being, well, you will have to pay. You will have to pay him back. Either you get forgiveness from him. Allah will not be forgiving those people who are doing wrong to the human beings. وَيُؤَخِّرْكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُّسَمًّى and he will defer you to an appointed term. إِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ إِذَا جَاءَ لَا يُؤَخَّرْ. When that appointed term of Allah will come, then it will not be deferred. لَوْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Only if you had known. قَالَ. Now he has not mentioned how long he continued this dawah. How long? But in the end now, he is praying to Allah. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. Oh my Lord, I kept calling my nation day and night. فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَاءِ إِلَّا فِرَارًا. But my calling increases them in nothing but running away. وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ. And whenever I call to them, لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ, so that you should forgive them. جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي أَذَانِهِمْ. They put their fingers in their ears. وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ. And they wrapped their garments round them. وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا. And they insisted and showed vehement abhorrence. ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا. Then sometimes I called to them aloud in a public meeting. ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ. Then I spoke to them publicly. وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا. And also, on occasions, I called them individually, secretly, privately. That is, I have taken all the methods which could be adopted. I adopted. I have left no stone unturned. I have done whatever could be done for them. فَقُلْتُ. I said to them, اِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Ask the forgiveness of your Lord. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Verily, He is very forgiving. If you ask forgiveness from Him, He will forgive you. يُسْرِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. He will send down upon you the rain, ample rain. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. And He will help you with riches and sons. وَيَجَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. And give you gardens and rivers. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. What is the matter with you that you don't hope for majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَتْوَارًا. And definitely He created you in different stages. From the sperm dot, and then the alaqa, and muzga, and so on and so forth. Different stages. Atwara. Alam tara kaifa khalaqa Allah sab'a samawati tibaqa. And in addition to your own creation, that you know how you were created, and which stages you have passed during your creation. In addition, look to the universe around you. أَلَمْ تَرَوْا كَيْفَ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ تِبَاقًا. Don't they see how has Allah created seven heavens one above the other? وَجَعَلَ الْقَمَرَ فِيهِنَّ نُورًا. And He has placed this moon in these heavens as a light, as a lamp. وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا. And He has made the sun in which there is the actual process of combustion going on. It's like it's to grow. وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا. And Allah has caused you to grow from the earth as a vegetation. Then He shall return to you. وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا. He has taken you out from this earth, from this, you know, clay of the earth, created you. ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا. Then He will take you again into it. When you die, you will be buried. وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجًا. And then a time will come when He will take you out from there again. وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ بِسَاطًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for you the earth as a carpet spread over. لِتَسْلُكُوا مِنْهَا سُبُلًا فِجَاجًا. That you may traverse thereof the spacious roads. There are highways. Go on. قَالَ نُوحٌ. Nuh said, رَبَّ إِنَّهُمْ عَصَوْنِي. Oh my Lord, they have disobeyed me. وَاتَّبَعُوا. And they are following those. مَنْ لَمْ يَزِدْهُ مَالُهُ وَوَلَدُهُ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. They are following their chiefs, whom their riches and children have not increased except in loss. You have given them children. You have given them riches. And they are proud and arrogant. They are away from you. and they don't let their people listen to what I'm saying. But the people, they are following them. قال نوح رب إنهم عصوني واتبعوا من لم يزده ماله وولده إلا خسارة ومكروا مكرا كبارا. And definitely, they have plotted a very big plot. What was the plot? The gods, the false gods of the people of Nuh were the saints of the ancient times. Five names are given here. That makr, very big makr, what was? قَالُوا لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ. Never give up your gods. وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدًّا. Never give up worshipping Wad. وَلَا سُوَعًا. Nor سُوَعًا. وَلَا يَغُوسًا. Nor يَغُوس. وَيَعُوقَ وَنَصْرًا. And not يَعُوق and نَصْر. These were five saints, just as we have Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayh. Now, we worship only the graves, not the images. The ignorant among Muslims, they go and worship the graves. But what had happened at that time, they had made images out of, you know, stone or clay, that this is Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. And this is, for example, Mohinuddin Chishti. And this is, for example, Sheikh Ali Hajwari, and so on and so forth. And now they were worshipping them. Just as today, the graves are being worshipped. But now because the common people, the masses, they become very sensitive about these saints. And if anybody says, well, don't do this, what are you doing? If you have to pray, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not gods. They were all servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were very sincere bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You follow them. Don't worship them. But you know, these leaders said, oh, never leave these saints. You know, they are pride for us. And we have to worship them. وَمَكَرُوا مَكْرًا كُبَّارًا وَقَالُوا لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدًّا وَلَا سُوَعًا وَلَا يَغُوسَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَسْرًا وَقَدْ أَضَلُّوا كَثِيرًا. They have led many people astray. وَلَا تَذِدِ ظَالِمِينَ إِلَّا ظَلَالَ. So, O Allah, now don't add or increase anything for these evildoers except error. This is the last stage when the Messenger of Allah used to pray, O Allah, now don't let them have iman now. Now if they take iman, accept iman, they'll be forgiven. All what they have done to us, just as Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we read it in Surah Yunus. He prayed, رَبَّنَا تَمِسْ عَلَىٰ أَجْمَالِهِمْ وَاشْتُدْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى يَرَوُ الْعَذَابِ الْعَلِيمِ. Oh Allah, now, don't let them accept this faith before the time that they see the painful chastisement. When, you know, the gates and doors of Tawbah and repentance are closed. Only then, you know, Fir'aun said, okay, I believe in the Lord of Bani Israel. So, وَلَا تَزِدِ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا ظَلَالًا مِمَّا خَطِيَاتِهِمْ أُغْرِقُوا. Due to their errors, they were drowned, all of them. فَأُدْخِلُوا نَارًا. And then it was said to them, enter fire. فَلَمْ يَجِدُوا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْصَارًا. And then they didn't find for them any helpers beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ نُوحٌ. You are seeing, you know, this prayer of Nuh alayhi salam. It's increasing in severity, increasing. وَقَالَ نُوحٌ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرَ الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا. And Nuh said, my Lord, don't leave any single dweller from among these disbelievers on this earth. They should all be perished. إِنَّكَ إِنْ تَذَرْهُمْ. Verily, if you leave some of them, يُضِلُّ عِبَادَكُ. They will continue afterwards also. They will lead your people, your servants astray. وَلَا يَلَدُوا إِلَّا فَاجِرًا كَفَّارًا. And they have so been perverted thoroughly that among their next generation also, I don't hope that a single person who will believe in you can be born. They will give birth to only the wicked and ungrateful. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي. Now in the end, oh my Lord, forgive me, وَلِوَالِدَيَّ, and my parents. وَلِمَنْ دَخَلَ بَيْتِيَ مُؤْمِنًا. And whosoever enters my house believing in me. he is from me, he is a Muslim. وَلِلْ مُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ And for all the believers, men and all the believing women, this is forever, till the day of judgment. Till that time, whosoever in this world comes and believes in you and the messengers and the hereafter, you forgive them. وَلَا تَزِدِ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا تَبَارًا Again, and don't increase for these evildoers anything except perdition and ruin and devastation. So this is the dua, or we call it baddua. It's the baddua, biggest baddua. And there might have been something of this sort from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also. And that is why Suratul Ma'arij starts, Sa'ala sa'ilum bi'azabin waqih, lil kafirina laysa lahu da'fi. And I have accepted the point of view of Shah Abdul Qadir of Muzihul Quran. Now this was a pair. But this third surah of this subgroup, it is a unique and unitary surah. Suratul Jinn. And this is the only surah in the Quran. I pointed out that Suratul Rahman is the only surah in the Quran where both the men, humans, and jinns are continuously addressed parallel to each other. Only surah. سَنَفْرَغُ لَكُمْ أَيُّهَا السَّقَلَانِ يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ Addressing both. And this is the surah exclusively which is mentioning the jinns. Actually, this happened twice in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's a strange coincidence that both times this incident took place at Nakhla. Nakhla is a place between Makkah and Taif. So, number one, we have read in Suratul Ahqaf, in the 10th year after the beginning of Wahi, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Taif, so that maybe some of the chiefs of Taif, if he or they accept Islam, then I can shift my center and my base from Makkah to Taif. But they all rejected. When he was coming, and he was very disheartened, so he stopped over for the night at Nakhla. And when he was praying tahajjud and reciting Quran, so a group of jinns passed by. When they listened, they came and they listened to the Quran. And then they believed in Quran and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they went to their people, calling them also to believe Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that was one incident. This is the other incident. And that was earlier than that incident. That the Prophet took some of his companions with him. And he went to the Suq-e Akkas. There used to be marketplaces, you know. So there people came. So the Prophet used to go there for calling them to the path of Allah. So on the way, they stayed at Nakhla. And in the morning prayer, Fajr, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited Quran. At that time also, some of the jinns, you know, they passed by. Then they listened to Quran. And then they went to their people, jinns, and they said, now we are reading. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قُلْ وُحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفْرٌ مِنَ الْجِنِّ O Muhammad, tell them, it has been revealed to me that a party of jinns listened carefully, attentively. فَقَالُوا And then they said to their people, إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا We have listened a Qur'an which is very wonderful. Now note this word, Uhiya ilayya. The Prophet didn't know that the jinns have come. He didn't know by himself that they have listened to Quran. And they went back preaching. It was revealed to him. It came to his knowledge through revelation. Qul Uhiya ilayya. It has been revealed to me. Annahu istama'a nafarun min al-jinn. That some of the jinns, they listened attentively to me. Faqalu. And then returning to their people, they said, Inna sami'na Quranan ajaba. We have listened to a very, very wonderful Quran. Again, please compare. Some of you are listening to this Quran for more than 3 weeks now. But maybe you don't get moved. But these jinns, they were so motivated by once listening to Quran that they became preachers and callers for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately they started preaching and calling their fellow jinns to Islam. Inna samayna Quranan ajaban yahdi ila rushd. This Quran leads to the right path. Fa'amanna bihi. So we have believed in it. We have accepted it. Walan nushrika bi rabbina ahada. And we are never going to associate anybody with our Lord in the future. Actually, in that incident, in which, you know, Suratul Ahqaf, which describes Suratul Ahqaf, described in the surah, they were the people of the book. So they said, we have listened to a book after the book of Moses. So they believe in Torah. They were the jinns of Ahle Kitab. They were people of the book, jinns of the book. But these were the mushrik jinns. So they said, we are not going to do any shirk in the future. لَن نُشْرِكَ بِرَبِّنَا أَحَدًا وَأَنَّهُ تَعَالَى جَدُّ رَبِّنَا. And definitely, the position of, and majesty of our Lord is very exalted. مَتَّخَذَ صَاحِبَةً وَلَا وَلَدًا. He didn't take unto him any wife or any son or any daughter. وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ يَقُولُ سَفِيهُنَا عَلَى اللَّهِ شَطَطًا. And definitely, the foolish ones from amongst us, they were speaking against Allah in outrage and extravagant lies. وَإِنَّا زَنَنَّا لَن تَقُولَ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُ عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. And we thought that no jinn or no man would say something wrong about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thought they are sincere. But they were leading us astray. They said Allah has adopted sons and daughters. And Allah has associated gods with him. وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِنَ الْإِنسِ يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِنَ الْجِنِّ. And that there was certain men of mankind who used to take refuge with certain men of the jinn. This was the practice with the Arabian peoples when they traveled in the deserts. And now night has fell and they have to halt somewhere. They thought that every place belongs to someone jinn. So they used to say, أَعُوذُ بِجِنِّ هَذَا الْوَادِي. I take refuge of the jinn of this wadi, so that they shouldn't do us any harm. So now the jinn, if they are there listening and they say, these human beings, they are asking refuge from us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made the angels to prostrate before Adam. So this increased arrogance in them. فَزَادُوهُمْ رَحَقًا. In this way, they became more and more arrogant. وَأَنَّهُمْ ظَنُّوا كَمَا ظَنَنْتُمْ أَلَّنْ يَبْعَثَ اللَّهُ أَحَدًا. And they also thought, the men, humans, that as you had thought, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not send anyone as a messenger or will not resurrect anyone. Two meanings can be يَبْعَثَ. يَبْعَثَ اللَّهُ أَحَدًا. Now Allah is not going to send any messenger. Or Allah will not resurrect anyone. وَإِنَّا لَمَسْنَا السَّمَاءَ. And we tried to reach the heavens. فَوَجَدْنَاهَا مُلِيَتْ حَرَسًا شَدِيدًا وَشَوْبًا. And we found it filled with strong guards and flaming fires, missiles, waiting for us. وَأَنَّا كُنَّا لَقُدُ مِنْهَا مَقَاعِدَ لِلسَّمْعِ. And we used to sit on places therein to listen. But فَمَنْ يَسْتَمِعِ الْآنَ. Whosoever tries to listen now, يَجِدْ لَهُ شِهَابًا رَسَدًا. He will find a flaming fire waiting for him. وَأَنَّا لَا نَدْرِي يَشَرْنُ نُرِيدَ بِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمَرَادَ بِهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ رَشَدًا. A very important ayah. And that we don't know whether ill is intended for those on the earth or whether their Lord intends for them something good. What does it mean? After a messenger came to a people, now one of the two fates were inevitable. If the people rejected, they were destroyed. If they accepted, Allah's mercy, Allah's blessings. Now we don't know that this new messenger has come. Muhammad has been sent. This book has been revealed to him. Now we don't know what will happen to these people. Either they will reject him and be destroyed, like the people of Hud and Saleh and Shu'aib, or they are going to accept and respond positively so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads for them his blessings. وَنَا لَا نَدْرِي أَشَّرٌ أُرِيدَ بِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ أَرَادَ بِهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ رَشَدًا وَإِنَّا مِنَّا الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنَّا دُونَ ذَلِكَ. Now this is the way of their teaching and preaching. And look, from amongst us, there are righteous jinns also, but مِنَّا دُونَ ذَلِكَ, there are some of the reverse or converse character also. We have both. Inna minna salihun wa minna duna zalik. Kunna taraiqa kidada. We are sects following different ways, divergent paths. Wa inna zananna. And we have come to understand. An lan nojiz Allah fil ard. Neither we can defeat Allah in this earth. Wa lan nojizahu haraba. Nor can we defeat him by running away somewhere from the earth. Wa anna lamma sami'na al-huda amanna bihi. And oh, our jinn fellows, when we heard this guidance, we have believed in it. We have accepted it. فَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِرَبِّهِ. Now whosoever believes in his Lord, فَلَا يَخَافُ بَخْصًا وَلَا رَحَقًا. He will have no fear of any loss or oppression. وَإِنَّا مِنَّ الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَمِنَّ الْقَاسِتُونَ. Look again. We are different type of jinns amongst us. There are some who have submitted themselves to their Lord, وَمِنَّ الْقَاسِتُونَ, and also there are the deviators, unjust. فَمَنْ أَسْلَمَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ تَحَرَّوْا رَشَدَا. So whosoever submits himself in Islam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he has adopted the way to success. وَمَنْ الْقَاسِتُونَ, as for those who deviate, who are unjust, who are committing shirk, فَكَانُوا لِجَهَنَّمَ حَطَبًا. So they are going to be the fuel of hell. وَعَلَّوْا اِسْتَقَامُوا عَلَى الطَّرِيقَةِ لَسْقَيْنَاهُ مَعَانْ غَدَقَى. And O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the pagan people of Makkah, if they had remained on the right path, there was a right path for them, because they are the progeny of Ibrahim, and after Ibrahim, Ismail. Had they continued following the path of Ibrahim and Ismail and not deviated to right or left, then لَاسْقَيْنَاهُمْ مَعَانْ غَدَقَى, we might have given them abundant water to drink. لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ, and all these blessings that we give to the people, they are for their trial, so that we try them therewith. وَمَنْ يُعْرِضْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ, whosoever turns his face away from the remembrance of his Lord, yes, look who azaban saada, Allah will make him into a chastisement, ever growing chastisement. The intensity of that chastisement and torment will go on increasing and increasing. One al masajid alillah. And look, these masajid, the places for prayers, they all belong to Allah. Fala tadu ma'allahi ahada. So don't call on anyone else except Allah. You have to pray Allah, pray to Allah, call on Him, ask His forgiveness. If you have some need, ask Him to fulfill your need. None else. This is the essence of Tawheed. Dua only from Allah. Either we can call each other to help each other in some visible way, that is, some material way. If I say to somebody, well, fetch me a glass of water. No shirk in it. I know he can go and he can take water from there and bring it for me. But if I, you know, call some unseen, either the angel, for example, if I call, O Jibrail, please do this thing for me, it is shirk. You can't do it. We know we have two angels here, but we can't say, do it for me. No. Call to Allah. Maybe the arwah and the spirits of the saints also, maybe, that might be here. Because this is one opinion, of especially of Shah Waliullah of Delhi, rahimahullah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala includes the spirits of the saints, awliya Allah, friends of Allah, after their death. Their spirits are joined with the angels of this world, this earth, malaikatul ard, and they also then become servants. These are the civil servants of the divine state, universal state of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are implementing the demands and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I can't say, Ya Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Shayan Lillah. No, no, no. This is shirk. Call Allah. Oh Allah, I am in pain. Please relieve me. Maybe he sends some angel for the relief. Okay, I don't care. If he sends the spirit of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, well, I don't care. But I have to call Allah and none else. La tad'u ma'allahi ahada. Along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot call anyone else. وَأَنَّهُ لَمَّا قَامَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ يَدْعُوهُ. Now these jinns are telling them that we have seen very strange scenes when their servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stands somewhere and calls people to bring Islam and to accept Islam. Kadu yakununa alayhi libada. They crowded themselves near him as if they will kill him. Qul. Now the address is in the second section of the surah. All this, you know, the speech of the jinns is finished. Now it is an address to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qul innama ad'u rabbi. Say it out of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I call upon my Lord only. وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِهِ أَحَدًا. And I don't associate with him anyone. قُلْ إِنِّي لَا أَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا رَشَدًا. Say, I don't claim that I have any power over you, anything that can hurt you or benefit you. No. لَا أَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا. I don't have any power for you for any benefit or any loss. قُلْ إِنِّي لَا يُجِيرَنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ أَحَدٌ. Say it. None will be able to protect me against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَنْ أَجَدَ مِنْ دُونَهِ مُلْتَحَدًا. I will not be able to find beside him any place of refuge. إِلَّا بَلَاغًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِسَالَاتِهِ. Except by conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have been deputed for this. I have been appointed by him for this. So if I don't do it, well, I'll be brought to the book. I'll be the culprit. I'll be guilty. As you know, I have, a few days back, I mentioned many a times, ayah number 6 of Surah Al-Araf, فَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. We shall ask from those also to whom we sent our messengers. And we shall ask the messengers also. Our message went to you. You were deputed. You were appointed to convey it to the people. Did you convey them? So Muhammad is saying in very plain words, if I don't do it, who will be able to protect me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? لَنْ يُجِيرَنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ أَحَدٌ. Nobody will be able to save me and give me refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَنْ أَجِدَ مِنْ دُونَهِ مُلْتَحَدًا. Nor I will be find, I can find any refuge anywhere beside him. إِلَّا بَلَاغًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِسَالَاتِهِ. Except that I go on and go on and go on conveying and from Allah and his messages. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And whosoever disobeys Allah and his messenger, فَإِنَّ لَهُ نَارَ جَهَنَّمْ. For him is the fire of the hell. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. And they will abide in it forever, forever. Hatta idha ra'u ma yu'adun. Till that time, that when they will see what they are being promised today, either the day, the hour, the day of judgment, or the chastisement that comes in this world, when they will be seeing it, it is coming. Hatta idha ra'u ma yu'aduna. What they are being promised. فَسَيَعْلَمُونَ. At that time, they will come to know. They will realize. مَنْ أَزْعَفُ نَاصِرًا وَأَقَلُّ عَدَدًا. Who is weaker in allies and less in numbers. They used to boast, oh Muhammad, you have a few followers. You see, Abu Jahl used to boast. Have you ever visited my, you know, place in my house? How many people are there? They come to me. They sit with me. Who is with you? None. Except a few, you know, slaves, people belonging to the lowest strata of our society, we find them with you. Nobody, no honorable person. So this was their boasting. So Allah is saying, on that day they will come to know who is weaker in allies and who is less in numbers. قُلْ إِنْ أَدْرِيَ قَرِيبٌ مَا تُوْعَدُونَ عَمْ يَجْعَلُ لَهُ رَبِّي أَمَدًا. This subject has been discussed in Suratul Anbiya also. إِنْ أَدْرِيَ قَرِيبٌ أَمْ بَعِيدٌ مَا تُوْعَدُونَ. I don't know. What is promised to you has come very near or it is far off. I don't know. It will come to you. There is no doubt. The hour will come. There is no doubt. There will be resurrection. No doubt. And if you reject me, there will be a chastisement in this world, no doubt. But when that chastisement will come, I don't know. When the hour will come, I don't know. The same thing here. Qul in adri, I don't know. A qareebun ma tu'aduna. What you are being promised has come very near. Am yaj'alu lahu rabbi amada. Or my Lord will still appoint for it a distant term. He can give you a long respite. It is up to him. It's his exclusive prerogative. He has to decide. Alimul Ghaib. He is the knower of the unseen. Fala yuzhiru ala ghaibihi ahada. He doesn't disclose his ghaib, his unseen secrets to anyone. Illa man irtada min rasulin. Except whomsoever he chooses from among the messengers. Now this is very important, you know, the very controversial subject of ilm ghaib. Whether the messengers of Allah have possessed ilm ghaib or not. And it's a very controversial issue with, you know, sectarian issue. But here it is 100% clear. Every messenger was given some of the knowledge of the unseen. Otherwise it could not be a messenger at all. Allah shows to them. Allah showed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam the paradise, the hell, on the night of Isra, he showed. So, ilm ghaib, some knowledge, not the total knowledge, some knowledge of the unseen is definitely given to every messenger. So Allah doesn't give this knowledge. La yuziru ala ghaibihi ahada illa man irtada min rasul. Whomsoever he chooses. Wa kazalika nuri Ibrahima malakuta samawati wal ard. This way we were showing Ibrahim the secret, you know, arrangements of this universal kingdom of ours. So Allah showed to Ibrahim. Allah showed to Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even in this world, not only in the night of Isra. Once he was leading a prayer when there was drought. And you know, he just sat back. And once he extended his arm in front of him. People, then after the salah was concluded, they asked, O Prophet, what are you doing? Is it a part of this salah? We should also do in the same way. Coming back and then, you know, extending our arm. No. It was when I was praying. This paradise was brought in my front. And there were the bunches of the fruit. And unintentionally, I raised my hand and extended my hand to get, pluck some of the fruit of the paradise. And second time, the hell was brought before me. It was so horrible, I couldn't bear it. So, unintentionally, I turned somewhat back. So this is in this world also. So this unseen has been shown to the prophets and messengers of Allah. But it's not the total unseen. No. The total knowledge of seen and unseen is with Allah only. But some of the unseen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the knowledge of that to his messengers. فَإِنَّهُ يَسْلُكُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ رَسَدًا. Now this is another very important point. Whomsoever he appoints a messenger and then gives him some of the knowledge of the unseen, and now he appoints him and he charges him with the duty that convey this message to the people. So he produces for him guards. So then he causes a guard to go before him and behind him. An angel in front of him, angel behind him. لَيَعْلَمُ. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it definitely. ان قد ابلغوا رسالات ربهم that they have really and actually conveyed to these people the messages of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, so to say, some wireless set, some person walking in front of you, holding a wireless set, somebody before you, and reporting somewhere, yeah, yes, this is happening, this had happened, as you liked, you reporting to some officer, according to your instructions, everything has been done, in the same way. But these are not seen, these are the angels. One angel is walking in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another one is walking behind him. When he is conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you know the reports are going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, he has conveyed your message to his people. لَيَعْلَمَ عَنْ قَدْ أَبْلَغُوا رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ وَأَحَاطَ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already encompassed all that is with them. Nothing is out of his knowledge. As regards his knowledge, it encompasses everything. وَأَحْصَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عَدَدًا. And he has computed the account of everything. So he has every knowledge with him, and he will deal you accordingly on the basis of his infallible knowledge. There can be no mistake, no error in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم.